のように
बोलो लाडली लाल की जय. Little Tej is going to sing the Kirtan. He's our student at Siksha. Chalo. You can practice if you want, like, one time.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
good.
Today we'll be singing from Doha number 51. Starting from Doha number 51 today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Says it's charging, right?
It doesn't give them anything to charge.
If it's on battery, it'll tell you. Keep it. As I did last night, I'll explain a little bit in Hindi, and after that, I'll also explain in English. इस दोहे में जगत गुरु श्री कृपालु जी महाराज ब्रह्म के गुण बता रहे हैं. भक्त के लिए ये भी जरूरी है कि हम समझें ब्रह्म कैसे हैं, उनके गुण क्या क्या होते हैं. तो उनके दो गुण ब्रह्म नाम से ही प्रतीत होते हैं. वेद के अनुसार बृहत्वात् ब्रह्मणत्वाच इति तत् परम ब्रह्म. इस मंत्र का तात्पर्य है कि ब्रह्म ये है जो बड़ा है. पहला गुण जो बड़ा है. बड़ा कैसा? सबसे बड़ा, जिससे बड़ा और कुछ ना हो, जिसमें सब कुछ समा जाए. इतना बड़ा जिसका कोई आदि ना हो, जिसका कोई अंत ना हो, इतना बड़ा, अनंत बड़ा, ऐसा बड़ा ब्रह्म होता है. ब्रह्म से बड़ा तो कोई नहीं हो सकता है. न तत् समश्चाभ्यधिकश्च दृश्यते. श्वेताश्वतर उपनिषद कहता है कि ना उनके बराबर कोई हो सकता है और ना उनके बड़ा, ना उनसे बड़ा कोई हो सकता है. उनका आदि भी नहीं होता है, कहीं से शुरुआत नहीं होती है और उनका अंत भी नहीं होता है. सत चिदानंद ब्रह्म उनको बोलते हैं. तो अनंत सत, अनंत चित, अनंत आनंद उनके पास हैं, या वही तो हैं. लेकिन बड़ा ये तो एक गुण है, लेकिन हमारे लिए ये जो दूसरा गुण बताया है या प्रतीत होता है ब्रह्म नाम से, हमारे लिए ये और भी अच्छा है, ये और भी बड़ा है कि ये दूसरों को भी बड़ा कर देते हैं. कैसे? नायमात्मा प्रवचने न लभ्यो न मेधया न बहुना श्रुतेन यमे वैश वृणुते तेन लभ्यस्तस्यैष आत्मा विवृणुते तनुग्मं स्वाम. कठोपनिषद कहती है कि जो भगवान अपनाते हैं, जो जिस जिसको भगवान स्वीकार करते हैं, उनके ऊपर कृपा होती है और वो अपने जैसे बड़ा बना देते हैं. कृपा कैसी मिलती है? शरणागति से. शरणागति से कृपा मिलती है. हमको कुछ करना है, लेकिन वो जो करना वो दाम नहीं है, वो बस उस शरणागति का मतलब सच बताऊं तो उसका मतलब है कुछ ना करना। जैसे अभी अभी पैदा हुआ बच्चा कुछ नहीं करता है, माँ सब कुछ करती है, और जैसे जैसे वो बड़ा हो जाता है और अपने आप करने लगता है उतना ही माँ कम करने लगती है, वो इंडिपेंडेंट होने लगता है, तो माँ धीरे धीरे कम करने लगती हैं। लेकिन पहले पहल वो पूर्ण शरणागति है। ऐसे हमको बनना है भगवान के आगे, अंदर से जैसे अभी अभी पैदा हुआ शिशु का जो सिचुएशन है ऐसा ही अंदर से बनना है भगवान के आगे। तब हमको कुछ नहीं करना होगा, वे अपनी शक्तियों से हमको बड़ा कर देंगे। कितना बड़ा? जितना बड़ा वे है। तो जीव भगवान के बराबर बन जाता है, भगवान नहीं बनेगा, भगवान के बराबर बन जाता है। Now I'll explain in English the meaning of this doha. We have to understand some of the qualities of God, and we use the word Brahm as one of the general words for God in Sanskrit. And like all Sanskrit words, they're scientifically formed. All the Sanskrit words are scientifically formed from a root, and then you can actually know the meaning of that word just from the word itself. So the word Brahm means Brihatvat Brihanatvat Cha Iti Tat Param Brahm. Brahma means the one who is the greatest, the biggest, the absolute supreme, bigger than whom no one can be. But the same word also means the one who can make others as great as him. So the word Brahm in Sanskrit means the one who is absolute supreme. Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisam vishanti tad brahma vijigyasasva. Taittiriya Upanishad says, God is so great that everything comes out of him. All the souls, the whole universe, because it was within him during Pralay, and he sends it all back out. So the whole universe fits within God, and all of the unlimited souls, all in one tiny pore of his body. And then, after Mahapralay, when he begins Srishti again, he sends everything back out, and even during that time, he omnipresently envelops everything in this universe. Athava bahunaitena kim gyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyahamidam kritsna mekanshena sthito jagat uttama purushasvanya paramatmetyudahritah यो लोकत्रयमाविश्य विभर्त्यव्ययमाविशः। In the Gita, Shri Krishna tells Arjun in a couple of different places that with a tiny bit of my power, I envelop and uphold the existence of this whole entire universe. Nothing exists outside of me. Everything is within Shri Krishna. So he is Brahm. He is the biggest. He is the greatest. He is supreme. But he is so kind that using his powers, he can make others as great as him. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. Shvaitashvatra Upanishad says that God has unlimited different powers which all reside naturally within him, and through those powers he makes another as great as him. So any soul who surrenders to God, God graces that soul, and that soul receives everything God has, unlimited sat, in other words, unlimited life, unlimited chit, in other words, unlimited knowledge, and unlimited anand, in other words, unlimited bliss. So God is not only great and greater than everyone, he's also kind and the kindest, absolutely kind. Because who do we know in this world who, being the greatest, would make another one as great as him? Everyone wants to stay the greatest. God is looking to make everyone and anyone as great as he is. But of course, the soul never becomes God. The soul is Anshav Jeev Shakti. It can never become God. It's a part of God's soul power. And before God realization, each one of us is an unch of God's soul power under Maya. And we're bereft of God's unlimited Sat, Chit, and Anand. Or another way to say that, we're bereft of his Swarup Shakti, his personal power. So after God realization, when a soul surrenders to him, he graces that soul, which eliminates Maya from that soul. But the soul is still a part of Jeev Shakti. And he also gives Swarup Shakti. So now the soul receives the unlimited Sat, Chit, and Anand. But he's now Swarup Shakti Yukt. But he still hasn't become God. Jagat Vyapar Varjam. Brahma Sutra says that even after God realization, a soul doesn't take on the responsibilities of Srishti, like creating the world, keeping track of the karmas of the souls. Only God does that. So the soul becomes equal in terms of Sat, Chit, and Anand. Bhogamatra Samyalingatcha. Brahma Sutra says that with the grace of God, the soul experiences the same bliss and gets the same knowledge that God has. So he becomes equal to God in that way, but doesn't become God. So these are two gunas of Bhagwan described in this Doha, Doha number 51. If you turn your page, you'll see Doha number 52 describes another guna of Bhagwan. Brahma ek madhu rupa hai, ek bhramar anuman. Ek rupa ras deta hai, ek apu karpan. Very beautifully said, that another guna of God, another virtue of God that can help us have more devotion to him, is understanding that, and the analogy given here is that God is like nectar, which means the one, nectar is enjoyed, right? In a flower, bumblebees come and they take that nectar, and they enjoy that nectar. But God is both the nectar and the bumblebee. Ek madhu, ek bhramar. So in one form he's giving ras. Ras means the bliss, his greatest possession, his bliss. So in one form he's giving that, which means that, you know, what does being God realized mean? When you see God, when you hear God, when you taste God, when you touch God, when you smell God, you receive the ras. So through all five of your senses, you're enjoying unlimited bliss. That means God is giving the ras, or he's being enjoyed by others. But he also enjoys his own ras. So he is the nectar and simultaneously he's the bumblebee. The word ras also has both of these meanings. Rasyate iti rasaha and rasayati iti rasaha. Rasayati rasaha means when the souls are enjoying God, they're enjoying his blissfulness, and rasyate rasaha means when God is enjoying his own blissfulness, when God is enjoying his own self. That's called Swarupanam, when God enjoys his own blissfulness. He's always enjoying Swarupanam. He can never be made separate from that Swarupananda. It's his own self. Like sugar itself is the form of sweetness, God himself is the form of ras. Raso vai saha. Taittiriya Upanishad. God is ras. So he is both enjoyed by the souls and he experiences his own blissfulness. There's another type of bliss that God experiences and the souls experience called Manasanand. In those leelas, like when Shri Krishna is doing any leela where he forgets that he's God, his Bhagavata is banished and either he's with gopis or he's with Gwalbals or he's with Mother Yashoda. So the ras that he's receiving from that leela is called Manasanand and it's unlimited times greater than even Swarupanand. The ras he gets through the interaction where he's giving ras to the devotee and then the devotee is multiplying that and giving it back to him and he's multiplying it and giving it back to the devotee, which goes on increasing in an unlimited way forever. Now I'll explain briefly in Hindi. Ki Bhagwan ke do roop hai. Ras, jis ras hum log pa sakte hai, jis ras mahapurush log paate hai, jaise madhu. फूल में जब भ्रमर आते हैं भंवरें आते हैं तो वो पाते हैं वो रस लेते हैं फूल से तो भगवान फूल फूल के जैसे हैं और भ्रमर भी उनका दूसरा रूप है उसका मतलब है कि महापुरुष भगवान के रस को पान करते हैं और भगवान अपने आप को एंजॉय करते हैं अपने आप रस लेते हैं तो रस का यही दो मतलब है रस्यते रसः और रसयति रसः जब जीव रस लेते हैं भगवान से उसका मतलब है रसयति रसः और जब भगवान अपने आप रस पान करते हैं उसका मतलब है रस्यते इति रसः आगे भी बताया है कि करण चाहत आलिंगन आपुनि आपुनिहार जन मोहन मोहन ही नहीं निज मन मोहनहार ये इसी गुण का और भी वर्णन है आगे वाले दोहे में कि देखो भगवान अपने आप को देखकर शीशे में उनको इच्छा होती है कि हाय मैं अपने आप को आलिंगन करूं ऐसा संसार में कभी नहीं हुआ है इम्पॉसिबल आप तो ये पॉसिबल है कि आपने देखा है अपने मुंह को देखा है शीशे में और आपने सोचा कि हाँ मैं सुंदर हूँ लेकिन अपने आप को देखकर मोहित हो जाना वो इच्छा पैदा हो कि हाय काश कि मैं अपने आप को आलिंगन करूं ये कभी नहीं हुआ है लेकिन भगवान का आनंद भगवान का सौंदर्य इतना है कि अपने आप को देखकर मोहित हो जाते हैं इसीलिए राधा रानी का रूप धारण करते श्री कृष्ण दो रूप हो जाते हैं दो रूप धारण करते हैं ताकि मैं अपने आप को राधा रानी के रूप में आलिंगन करूं और राधा रानी सोचती हैं मैं पुरुष रूप धारण कर लूं ताकि मैं अपने आप को उस रूप में आलिंगन करूं तो ये बहुत खास गुण है भगवान का तो जन मन मोहन ही नहीं निज मन मोहनहार उनका गुण ये है कि अपने मन को हारते हैं जनों के मन को हारते ही हैं वही उनका नाम है ना मनमोहन उनका एक नाम है केवल हमारा मन मोहित नहीं कर पाए, हम लोग दावा कर सकते हैं ना कि हमने आपको अनंत बार देखा है अवतार काल, हमको मोहित नहीं कर पाए आपने क्योंकि हमारा मन भी मायक, हमारी आंखें भी मायक। तो भगवान दिव्य है, उनका रस दिव्य है, उनका सौंदर्य दिव्य है, तो हमने उनको अनंत बार देखा है फिर भी कोई असर नहीं, क्योंकि हम अधिकारी नहीं है। चिदानंदमय देह तुम्हारी विगत विकार जान अधिकारी, त्रिभिर्गुणमयैर्भावैरेभिः सर्वमिदं जगत् मोहितं नाभिजानाति मामेभ्यः परमव्ययम्। गीता, हम सब लोग माया से मोहित हैं, इसलिए भगवान का के जो गुण है हमारे ऊपर काम नहीं करते, कोई असर नहीं, हमारा इम्यूनिटी है उनसे तो क्योंकि हम माया के तीन गुण के अंदर में हैं, इसलिए भगवान का जो दिव्य सौंदर्य है हम उसको उसका अनुभव नहीं कर सकते हैं। लेकिन जो अधिकारी है, जिसके पास दिव्य आंख है, वो तुरंत खिंच जाता है भगवान की ओर। अरे वही श्री कृष्ण के नाम का मतलब वही है, खींचने वाला, जो सबको खींच लेते हैं। ब्रह्मा के हृदय को खींच लेते हैं, शिव जी के हृदय को खींच लेते हैं, लक्ष्मी के हृदय को, सरस्वती के हृदय को, सबके हृदय, विष्णु के हृदय को, सबको खींच लेते हैं और अपने जन के मनों को खींच लेते ही है। और इतना ही नहीं, अपने मन को भी मोहित कर लेते हैं। तो ये एक बहुत बड़ा गुण है भगवान का, तो इसका वर्णन है इस दोहे में। सो इन दिस दोहा नंबर 53 देयर इज अ फर्दर एक्सप्लेनेशन अलोंग द सेम लाइंस ऑफ दोहा नंबर 52 वेयर श्री महाराज जी हैड इंडिकेटेड that God gets to enjoy his own blissful self. So that's elaborated on here by explaining that when Shri Krishna sees himself, he actually gets the desire to embrace himself, which is a very unique situation. It doesn't happen anywhere else. There's no one in the world who would look at themselves in the mirror and have such a desire arise in their heart. But Shri Krishna's beauty is so great that he is enchanted by his own beauty. He's fascinated by his own beauty. I mean, we may look in the mirror and appreciate that, okay, yeah, I like my nose. My eyes are quite beautiful. Someone may think like that, but no one is going to be fascinated by their beauty. No one is going to just keep looking in the mirror and become enchanted by their own beauty. This happens to Shri Krishna. This is such a great quality of God's beauty that he is enchanted by his own self. So it's an amazing divine quality of God. And the second part of this doha says that because of this, he not only steals the hearts of all the saints, he also steals his own heart. The only ones whose heart he has been unable to steal so far is ours, because we're not surrendered to him. So since we're not surrendered to him, even if he wants to, he can't steal our heart, because our heart is 100% attached in Maya. So it cannot be pulled all at once towards God. We have to gradually detach it from Maya and attach it to him. And then when we become 100% attached to him, we become qualified to see his divine beauty. We become qualified to have him steal our heart. So that's the meaning of these couple of dohas, which we'll now sing. So we'll sing from doha number 52. Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
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 Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. Thank you. Thank you.